The study says the market potential exists to build up to 1,550 units of market-rate housing over the next 5 years in downtown Springfield and the adjacent South End, where MGM is seeking to build an $800 million resort casino. Study author Lori Volk of Zimmerman Volk Associates said the development of housing in the center city would be enhanced by the casino, but is not dependent on it.
I'm looking at it as an outsider, not a jaded Springfielder. But I can tell you, for a lot of people, and a lot of other cities would love to have the assets that Springfield has.
Among the assets the study concludes that should make downtown Springfield attractive as a place to live are historic buildings, employment opportunities, cultural and tourist attractions, parks and the riverfront, walkability, and access to Interstate 91.
From our perspective, a really amazing assemblage of buildings and streets, and it just takes more people living here to really get the downtown to feel like it's truly alive.
The study looked at market potential as opposed to market demand, but Volk said housing developers should consider building lofts and single-bedroom apartments that other research has shown are currently in demand by young adults without children and by older adults looking to downsize from large houses. Although the study did not identify potential sites for new apartment buildings, Volk said there are numerous empty lots in the South End, as well as vacant commercial buildings downtown that could be converted to housing.
Which also then has the beneficial effect of reducing the vacancy rate for office. And we've actually seen this happen, where when the vacancy rate for office is under 10%, then there's actually people start thinking maybe there's enough market potential to do a new office building. And all of that can just build to really generate a lot of activity in the downtown.
The study was a follow-up to one that was done in 2006. That earlier study also identified a strong potential for new housing downtown. But it never materialized because of the housing market crash in 2008, according to Volk, who says conditions have dramatically improved. The majority of apartments in downtown Springfield are rent subsidized or designated for people with low incomes, with just 10% currently priced at market rates, according to Volk. Evan Plotkin, who runs a company that owns and manages commercial buildings in downtown Springfield, believes it is critical to have more people living downtown.
The market rate housing really is what drives the retail component of downtown.
Tom Kegelman of Home City Housing Development Corporation of Springfield said the challenges to building market rate housing downtown are high construction costs and lack of financing.
It's a big investment. People need to put their money in for a long time before they get it back, and they're not going to get the kind of returns they could get if they were to be doing the same development in downtown Boston or Manhattan.
Massachusetts has a new state tax incentive program for housing development in the older so-called gateway cities such as Springfield. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.